Joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Ivy, we have the Newton Girls Golf Coach, and that is Nicole George. And Nicole, thanks for spending time with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to be here.
So give us a little bit of your background, how long you've been coaching, and when did you first fall in love with the game of golf?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually played on the Newton golf team way back when, so I graduated from Newton in 2011. Played for 3 years under Scott Inyart. He was the one that got me to come out my sophomore year because I didn't go out for golf my freshman year. I already played 3 other sports, and I thought I needed a season off. And he came and, you know, kind of hunted me down and had me come play. So when I came and got the job at Newton, this will be my 3rd season. I started in January, and the golf coach job was open. So it was kind of just lucky that I ended up teaching at the same time as the golf coach opened up. So I was like, absolutely. You know, I loved, you know, having my coach, and I wanted to be that for these girls too. So I'm looking forward to the 3rd season here.
So is it lived up to its expectations so far?
Yeah, so far. I mean, I am understanding how patient you need to be. So I see, you know, Mr. Inyart, and, you know, much better now. Like, I don't know how he did that, especially with a bunch of girls. And, you know, I'm a girl trying to handle all these girls and stuff. So, but it's always fun. They keep me on my toes, but, you know, we have fun every single day.
Yeah. Well, you kind of have a small team, though. Last year, you didn't lose any seniors, but, you know, you're looking at about a little over half a dozen players this year.
We are. We only have 7 this year, but, you know, strong and mighty. One of my years in high school, we only had 5. So, wow. You can definitely play. We know we can compete. You know, we only technically need 4 scores to actually, you know, play in a tournament. So I am, you know, we're building the program back up, hoping to get some more people out this year, but or next year, but this year, I mean, we'll just focus on the 7 that we have and have a good time.
Okay. Talk about some of your returners, you know, and what you're looking forward to seeing them do this year.
Yeah, of course. So I have 4 seniors, Evie Main, Addie Ratcliffe, Addison Hook, Callie Burnt. So all of them, I've had them all 3 years. So this is kind of like my first class that I had graduating kind of thing. Yeah. And it's going to be sad to see them go at the end of the season, but I also know that they have this experience now too. I can look to them and know that they don't need me at every shot anymore. It's okay that they can go off on their own and make their own decisions, even though sometimes they don't think that they can. They always need a little bit of extra reassurance. But I think that this year, I mean, every year we've gotten better. So obviously this year, I'm hoping to also get better. We have some girls that want to break some of their low scores. You know, Addie Hook last year really, really, really wanted to break 100. She had 3 meets in a row where she hit 100 exactly. Wow. We were just down to that last putt, you know, and, you know, crossing fingers. So I just know this year she's going to be able to do it. So I'm just looking forward to them having a good last season and, you know, going out of here with something that they can be proud of.
Well, and golf, like a lot of sports, but really golf and tennis and some of those individual sports, you have to be able to you know, if you have a bad shot or whatever, you have to flush it and, mm-hmm. you know, move on. Is this team able to do that?
I mean, they all have their moments, okay. You know. Golf is so up and down, right?
Yeah.
There's some times where they have been playing pretty good and they hit a bad shot and they can shake it off. You know, it's when the bad ones come more often than the good ones, and it's a little bit harder, and I'm the same way. I haven't been able to grow out of that. You know, you just get frustrated. But the good thing is that they are pretty lighthearted enough that they can figure it out within the next hole or two, you know, and kind of just brush it off. And it also helps that they're also personable too. So they'll have girls in their group that they talk to, and they can even get them out of their, you know, kind of slump or, you know, bad mood or whatever. So, hopefully this year we can do a little bit better about it, but it's also kind of hard because I understand where they're coming from, you know, in those moments.
Well,
that's
a good thing as a coach too. Yeah. So yeah, definitely. So your first attempt at getting out on the course for a play is Monday, and I guess the weather's going to be a little cold, it looks like, but triangular, what are you looking forward out of that?
Yeah, that one, I really just want them to get some of their first meet jitters out of the way.
Okay.
We've only been practicing for 2 weeks. I know some of them are a little bit frustrated maybe that their swing isn't exactly where they want it to be yet. You know, we're going to have 1 more practice tonight. Hopefully they can get out this weekend and practice on their own. But it just doesn't feel like enough time, really.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Monday, I'm just hoping that they can get back out there and figure out that, you know, they didn't forget how to play golf in the last year. They know, they still know how to play. They can still compete, you know, and just kind of get their confidence going so that by the time we get to these 18 home meets and we have these bigger schools and bigger meets with all these other teams, yeah. They're ready to go.
Okay. Yeah. This will be a 9-hole meet at Grinnell with the Clear Creek Amana, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. As far as you personally, any personal goals for this year?
I'm really hoping to go to state. I want them to go, especially the seniors, because, you know, they have the experience. I know that they can do it. I know we can get there. Last year at the end of the year, we were really, you know, building and we were getting some good scores in there. So I'm hoping we can just kind of pick up where we left off. And it would be really cool, especially because this is such a big class compared to the, you know, we only have a few girls coming up after them. Yeah. And so it would be really neat just to be able to go, especially for their last year.
What about conference-wise? You got a lot of good teams again?
Oh, yeah. Little Hawkeye Conference has always been competitive. We were kind of around, you know, number 4 last year, but then the last conference meet, we actually bumped up one. We beat somebody that we hadn't beat yet, I think Pella, that we hadn't beat yet that year. And so the girls were super excited about that, you know. And so I think we're really hoping to get into that top half of the conference this year.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good luck. Appreciate you spending some time chatting with us today and look forward to talking to you as we progress through the season to see how this small but mighty class does, all right?
Right.
The small but mighty squad.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That is Nicole George, the head girls golf coach at Newton High School, joining us on the Coach's Corner today, powered by Hy-Vee.